Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey. Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Well, welcome to March. It is Wednesday, March 1st. Welcome to the Joey English Show. Up early with me? Oh my, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. Up late with me? Not very late. Afternoon drive time on the legendary KKGX 920 AM, where I started 28 years ago, or 99.1 FM. We say it doesn't matter where you listen, just so you do. Wear red, eat chocolate, and spend an hour with me. I want it to be the best hour of your day. And after we're finished, you'll be the smartest person in the room. We have the Joey English Daily Datebook. We have lots of community events. We have lots of mystery songs. We have lots of great interviews. We have lots of great giveaways. And if there's time, we have lots of great music. That would be mine. My recordings, it's mandatory. After we're finished, we post everything to my website, my Facebook page. We can podcast, whatever you want, we're doing. Okay, sit back and relax. I'll drive. You know the routine. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Wednesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. First of all, March 1st is Coachella Valley Giving Day and National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. Okay, the Palm Springs Library and Best Bookstore have gone together. Now the Palm Springs Library card saves you 15% at the Best Bookstore. Now, 300 South Sunrise and 180 East Tockwitz. PalmSpringsCA.gov for details. That's nice. More from the Palm Springs Public Library. They've also partnered with Deserted Films. That's what it is, D-E-S-E-R-T-E-D. Deserted Films presents Home Movie Day. Examples of your library. More details at PalmSpringsLibrary.org. DAP Health wants you to know they have entertainment, partnerships, and honorees on Saturday, March 25th for their wonderful Gala Gala at the Palm Springs Convention Center. Check it out on the web, daphealth.org. I'll see you there. Wink Martindale presents his vintage visit today from 1 to 3 p.m. on the legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. All things can be checked with this wonderful man. He's got a great website, winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, we start off March in a wonderful way with our box office reporter and Joey English show contributor. I'm copying the news on television. This is a Fox News contributor. This is a Joey English show contributor. Here's Tracy Essex.
We're going to try to be a little bit more honest than Fox News.
Oh.
So welcome everyone to the March box office report. This segment is brought to you by Coachella Valley Repertory. CV Rep offers high-caliber theater in an intimate setting. Visit cvrep.org. Up first is Palm Springs International Piano Competition, who will hold their trademark show, Three Pianos, Six Hands with Variations, at the McCallum Theater on March 20th. This gala fundraising event. So did you hear that, folks? Fundraiser. Support piano. It will include a gourmet dinner at the club at Morningside following the concert. Tickets are available by visiting psipc.org. Other upcoming events for PSIPC include a spring concert tour, 6 days and five nights in New York City, culminating with a concert at Carnegie's Weill Hall, featuring wearing solo and concerto winner Jonathan Momora. On April 23rd, make sure you're at Piazza dei Liberace, the former home of legendary Liberace. Cocktail reception featuring Peggy Lee and the best impersonator of Liberace you will ever see. Music, cocktails, and tours of the fabulous Liberace home. Tickets are $150 per person with limited availability. Get yours by visiting psipc.org. On stage now at CV Rep is Once. Joey just saw this.
Can I tell you, Joey pals, it's surprising. You won't catch on for a bit. I thought those were just some street musicians that Adam brought in. I don't want to give it away. Please go see this. It's brilliant.
It is. It's a love story that reminds us how the language of music is universal. Tickets are available now. They are extending this performance for an extra week based on the incredible demand. There's only 208 seats, not a bad one in the house. Make sure you're there. Tickets are available, cvrep.org. Desart Performs, the incredible Michael Shaw will present, and this is a mouthful, a funny thing happened on the way to the gynecological oncology unit at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center of New York. So say that five times fast, and the
show's over.
It's a foul-mouthed 20-something comedian and a middle-aged man embroiled in a nasty divorce are brought together unexpectedly when their cancer-stricken mothers become roommates in the hospital. Together, this unlikely duo must negotiate some of life's biggest challenges while making some of the world's most inappropriate jokes. Can these two very lost people learn to laugh through their pain and lean on each other when all they want to do is run away? This fabulous performance on stage now through March 12th. Tickets, desartperforms.org. And Palm Canyon Theater, this is a ditty. Daddy's Dying, Who's Got the Will?
That's Del Shores.
Yeah. March 17th through the 26th. Set in a small town in Texas, in Anytime USA, Daddy's Dying concerns the reunion of a family gathered to await the imminent death of their patriarch, who has recently suffered a physical and mentally disabling stroke. Information, tickets, visit Palm Canyon Theater. And Joey, how do we spell theater?
T-H-E-A-T-R-E. You spell it properly.
Correctly. .net. Desert Ensemble Theater will present Kafka's Joke on stage March 10th through the 19th. On his deathbed, Franz Kafka instructs his friend Max Broad to burn his unpublished manuscripts. Broad does not destroy his work, believing Kafka is a literary genius and escapes from Nazi Germany, bringing Kafka's works to Palestine. Don't miss this true story based on a 2016 Israeli Supreme Court case. Desert Ensemble performs at the Palm Springs Cultural Center. For tickets or more information, visit Desert Ensemble Theater, correctly, of course, .org. And with me today, I have a fabulous guest, Palm Springs International Piano Competition's artistic director, my favorite colleague. It's Bob Koenig. Bob, thanks for being here.
Hi, everybody. It's just a thrill to be back here with Joey and to be here in the studio.
Oh, thank you. How sweet.
He came in today to talk to us about Three Pianos, Six Hands. This is one of those concerts that if you've seen it, you love it, you embrace it, you know it. If you haven't, you're like, what the heck? Three Pianos, Six Hands, what's going on? So tell us, Bob, what is going on?
You know, I think that this is one of the concerts that I'm the most excited about that we're offering this year. It's our big gala on March 20th. Three pianos on stage, 3 9-foot concert grands on stage. Just the sight of that is worth a ticket to come and see this. And our wonderful artistic director, laureate John Bayless, put together an incredible program. It features solo pieces, it features duo pieces, and of course, pieces for three piano that he transcribed himself. The first piece on the program is the famous Bach Toccata and Fugue. We all know that. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da. Yeah. You know, it
sounds like Phantom of the Opera.
Shakes
kind of
the roof. It was in Jekyll and Hyde, of course. That's going to be an incredibly dramatic way to open. Some of the solo pieces include the famous Debussy Clair de Lune. And, of course, the big showpiece on this program is the Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue for three pianos. And,
Beautiful. Again,
John Bayless made this arrangement. Just so everybody knows, we're beating everyone to the punch because next year, 2024, is the 100th anniversary of the Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue. So
really?
We're going to get it out there before everybody else jumps on it. It's going to be a phenomenal concert. I hope everyone can join us.
And that will be done in a way that most people don't hear it.
Right, exactly. You know, of course, most people hear it with orchestra,
the
with piano and orchestra.
And, yes.
And there are some two piano arrangements of it for four hands, but not in this current arrangement with six hands. It's going to be just spectacular, and it's going to blow the roof off the McCallum Theater.
I can only imagine. Tell us about the performers. These are some incredible people that are
playing. They on solid food yet?
These are really internationally renowned pianists. Okay. We have Norman Krieger, who is a professor at Indiana University. He's renowned all throughout the country. Lisa Nakamichi, who is also an internationally renowned pianist. John Bayless, of course, himself is performing. And
wait a minute. Tell Joey Pals what makes John Bayless so unique about Three Pianos, Six Hands.
Well, as most people might know, our beloved John Bayless suffered a stroke many years ago, and he's going to be playing his portions of the program with just the one hand.
His left hand,
his
Joey
left
Pals.
Hand, that's right.
And unless you know that, you can't tell, you can't hear the difference.
Right.
That's exactly it. You don't hear it. And when you see him, if you don't see his key side of it, mm-hmm. you don't even know he's only playing with one hand.
That's right. Yeah.
And yeah,
it's just amazing how he's adapted his playing in this way.
Because all of us who played piano, most of us are right-handed.
Right.
And the left hand was always the struggle in the Haydn book and everything else. What?
It's the two fingers that I play with.
Oh.
So we have those three incredible internationally renowned pianists, and a special guest is our 2013 winner of the Virginia Waring International Piano Competition, Scott Kular, who is going to be joining us, and he's going to play a 6-minute solo piece by Prokofiev that again is just going to have people standing on their feet.
I can't wait.
It's going to be very, very exciting.
Did you play piano, Bob?
I am a pianist myself.
Yes, I thought so.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is, I know, look at your fingers. I mean, I can't do anything anymore because of the fingernails.
Right. Well, and Tracy and I were just talking about this morning. Oh. I am actually left-handed. I'm a left-handed pianist. So.
Oh, yay.
So you're really good with the left hand, where the rest of us had to struggle to get it up to speed.
Right.
And it was his left-handedness that blew his entire sports career, as he told me.
Oh, it was terrible when I was a kid and we were playing softball. And I was always the last person picked on the team because I was so left-handed that I would have to catch the ball in my left hand, take the glove off, and throw the ball with my left hand. So, of course, by that time, everybody was at home plate. Nobody wanted to be on their team.
I can't remember his name. I'll Google it and call you at 3 o'clock. There was a baseball player who only had one arm.
Oh, wow.
He would catch the ball, I'm going to say, in his glove, in his left hand, let's say, throw the ball up in the air. While the ball was in the air, he'd put the glove under the stump of his right arm, catch the ball that came down. Now, are you with me?
Wow.
And throw it. And I'm not sure if it was which arm was missing.
Yeah.
But it actually, there was, I think it was after the war or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Came back and played.
Phenomenal.
So the human body.
That's right.
The spirit.
That is adaptability at its finest. It's not that he lost something. It's that he created a whole workaround.
What you think about, you bring about.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you get these fabulous pianists to come do this?
These were, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Norman Krieger was also a former winner. This is many, many years ago when I believe the competition was still known as the Joanna Hodges International Piano Competition. And he has since been back as a judge for the competition. Lisa has also been here as a judge. And so this is all just the stars aligning and getting everybody together for this just incredible event.
Do they have to take a lot of rehearsal time to be the three of them?
It'll take some rehearsal, as you can imagine, finding three pianos to rehearse on.
In the same room, yes.
In the same room.
Exactly.
Is a pretty major challenge.
I didn't think of that.
Exactly.
I just thought of them having to express musically the same. But you're right, you've got to have three Steinways or something.
Right, exactly.
So how'd you solve that?
Well, in this particular instance, the McCallum already has two concert grand pianos.
Okay.
And so we've had to bring in a third. And we've been able to arrange the delivery and the arrival of the piano in enough time that all three of them can actually rehearse there at the McCallum on the stage. So it's worked out perfectly.
Very cool. And before we run out of time, because we're already getting the cue from the engineer here, he has these cards.
I could talk forever.
Yeah.
They get deeper shades of red when he wants you to hurry up. You know, this is a concert. It's phenomenal. People can buy tickets for the concert only. But what makes this our fundraising success event of the season is after the concert, it's dinner at the club at Morningside. If anyone's ever been there, the best food ever. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, this will be my first time at the club at Morningside. I've been hearing just incredible things about this. It's going to be a gourmet dinner, and this will be following the concert. And for anyone that's interested, you can please go to our website, psipc.org, and you'll find all of the information there to purchase a ticket for the dinner following
the
concert.
What's the date again?
It's March 20th. from what times?
March 20th, 5:30 p.m. It will be approximately a 70-minute concert, and then we'll be out the door for our fabulous dinner at Club Morningside.
I'll lose 25 pounds by then.
You got it.
Yeah,
then you can put it back on with this gourmet
meal. Yeah, with this gourmet dinner at Morningside.
One of the great things about this, there's a $750 ticket, which allows somebody to actually dine with the performer, one of the performers.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so you can go just to the concert, you can go to the concert and dinner at Morningside, or you can go to the concert and dinner with the performers.
Correct.
That's okay. Exactly right.
And that's all on the website.
It's all on the website. It's, again, March 20th, 5:30 p.m. We start at the McCallum, psipc.org.
This will all be up on joeyenglish.com. We have to thank Tracy Essex. She's so good at this. I left the room and nobody knew. Oh.
Thanks, Joey. That's it for our box office report for March. We'll see you again in April with another edition for performing arts across the Coachella Valley. For the Joey English Show, I'm Tracy Essex.
It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate.